Welcome to Orphans No More, a radio extension of Justice for Orphans Ministry, a program dedicated to rally the church for the cause of the fatherless, advocating Christian families to adopt and get involved with foster care here in the Capital District, as well as globally, and encouraging and supporting those who've heard and heeded the call of James 1:27.
Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." Matthew 19:14. Welcome to Orphans No More. I'm Sandra Flack, Executive Director of Justice for Orphans Ministry. Joining me today from Texas is Michelle Fisher. She is the U.S. Director of Bless a Child Uganda. Bless a Child is a registered community-based organization in Uganda with a vision to a transformed community where orphaned children know their identity in Christ and have the ability to provide emotional, educational, and spiritual support for their families in the future because of the education, love, and guidance they received. Michelle and her husband Chris are parents to three bio kids and three children adopted internationally. Welcome to the show, Michelle.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's an honor to have you as a guest today. Michelle, back in 2008, you had no idea about orphans. Adoption was not on your radar. So how did God get a hold of your heart on this?
It began with a woman named Bonnie. She happened to be my daughter's leader at a Bible study we were attending in 2007. She came that day and simply shared about her own life-changing experience of serving at an orphanage in Guatemala. This was what started my daughter's prayer marathon, really, that went on for about 6 months. Her prayer went something like this: "Dear God, can you please help my mom and dad to adopt one of these little children in Guatemala who don't have a mommy or daddy?" Mm-hmm. And we laughed. We thought she was super cute, and we went on to tell her that someday, sweetie, you can adopt as many children as you want. After all, at that time, we had three biological children. We were running a business. And we knew from friends who had adopted that it cost a lot of money. So that was where we were at that time. But our almost five-year-old daughter, her prayers literally began moving mountains in our hearts. Adoption was everywhere that we turned. We heard sermons. It was on the radio. Random people we would meet would talk about adoption. My husband at one point was servicing someone's home, and the lady invited him into their house, which usually never happened. And he saw the pictures of children that were obviously adopted, and she went on to share what a blessing these children have been in their family and how they were so thankful that they had adopted. And then one story in particular that stands out to me is when my husband and I, we were on a date, the two of us, and we were at the mall. We were talking about adoption and how we'd seen God show up, and we're just questioning if we were supposed to make that first step. We were still hesitant at the time. We were talking about how it would be helpful to talk to someone who had adopted from Guatemala. And the person that came to mind was our former accountant. Their family had adopted from there, but the last we knew, they had moved overseas to do ministry, and we had not seen him in at least a year. My husband, we concluded, was saying that he would try to get in touch with him, and we just continued our conversation at a later point about it. So we headed up the elevator to the food court of the mall, got out of the elevator, began walking, and right in front of us was our former accountant
wow.
and his daughter from Guatemala standing right there. So, I still get teary thinking about it.
Wow.
But, that was just one way that really the Lord hit us over the head and really moved our hearts so that we knew that we were supposed to make that first step.
Wow.
And that first step was made when we attended an informational meeting at Bethany Christian Services. From there, the doors opened for our family to adopt from Ethiopia. And on January 18, 2010, we held our daughter, Kittis, in our arms for our first time. And about a week later, we brought her home to be part of our family.
Incredible. Incredible journey. And definitely, we can see God ordained. Shortly after you brought Kittis home from Ethiopia, you yourself faced a health crisis. Michelle, tell us about that and how it really opened your eyes further to the orphan.
Yes. 3.5 months after we brought Kittis home, at the age of 32, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. Prior to surgery, we didn't know how bad it was. At the time that I was diagnosed, our dear friend received the results that her breast cancer was back and now in another area of her body. And at the age of 31, she was fighting for her life. At the moment you hear the word cancer, many things in life fall into the, what I would call it, the don't matter category. The trivial things, material things, things like that perfectly clean house don't really seem to matter anymore. Your people are what matter, relationships, spending time together, and what continually during that time came to my mind was the pictures of the many children we had just seen a month prior in Ethiopia, many of them orphaned, hungry, and homeless. I wrestled with God during that time and spent a lot of time examining my own personal priorities during that time of waiting in the unknown. And I guess in the light of eternity and my mind, I guess, was there, thinking that I could be close to it, just being in that place of not being sure. I had to ask myself if I was more concerned with building my treasure here on earth or treasure in heaven. And it was during that time that he really broke me and he broke my heart for what breaks his. My results came back, making me positive for the BRCA2 gene. I had to undergo a double mastectomy, and we praise God there was no lymph nodes that were positive for cancer, which meant I could take oral medication and didn't need chemotherapy.
Wow.
So the whole process took about a year and for reconstruction and recovery, and we really couldn't have done it without an incredible group of friends and family that wrapped around us during that time.
Wow. Incredible. You're such an inspiration. God broke your heart for what breaks his. And then he led you to, of all places, Uganda. Tell us how that came about.
Sure. So the following summer in 2011, I'll start there. We were at a campground Bible study where the teacher told us to ask God for a specific word or a phrase. So the word that came to my husband, Chris, was surrender. And we laughed now, but that was part of our journey, part of our story. It was constantly surrendering to where he was leading us. Because later that summer, we had dinner with a missionary couple. We met with them. Our intentions were to see how our church orphan ministry could partner with them and the work that they were doing on the ground in Uganda with orphans. So we met with them at Panera Bread. After a few hours of hearing about their ministry, they concluded by asking us to pray about joining them in Uganda. Apparently, our gifts and abilities fit what they needed at that time on their team. So the Lord obviously had already been softening our hearts prior to this meeting. I guess if we're both honest, we said yes in our hearts, just not audibly at that time. It seemed like an amazing dream, but in the reality of moving a family of six across the ocean to a third world country, it lacked health care. There was no school for our children. We had just built our home. We owned a business. It just seemed way too big.
Wow.
But it wasn't for the Lord.
Yeah.
We said yes, and he sold our house in one day for more than we were asking, and it was during a time when things weren't selling. Our financial support to live overseas for 2 years was completely raised in 90 days.
Wow.
And just so many of the other details that needed to happen fell into place. So we did. Our family moved to Uganda. We were blessed to spend the next 2 years living overseas there, being the hands and feet of Jesus to the needy and the orphan in many ways. My husband did some small business training while we were there. We worked with street children. There was just a lot of ways, a lot of opportunities for us to work. It was life-changing, amazing, incredible, and I guess at the same time probably the hardest, one of the hardest times of our lives, being surrounded by people living in just extremely desperate situations. Every day having knocks at our gate by mothers who couldn't feed their children. We had young girls who were chased from school because they didn't have shoes. Young boys who lived on the street looking for something to eat. Children who were abused. And we couldn't help every single one. That was the hard part. We really had to rely on his wisdom and discernment each and every day in regards to how to help and who to help. So is there time to share one story about a girl named Esther?
Oh, please do.
Okay, okay. Esther is one of those young girls that she didn't knock on our gate, but we happened to walk out of our gate and found her sitting across the street, crying. She was sobbing. And we went over there and talked to her. We ended up having to get someone else to interpret because her English wasn't very well. And we listened to her share her heart of how she was orphaned, no mother, no father. Lived with a grandmother who really was unable health-wise to care for her or provide for her. So she was taking a break, resting after spending the day walking the streets to find oranges. She would pick them off the trees, and then she would sell them alongside of the street to raise funds to go to school. She had gone at that time when we sat and talked with her. It had been about 3 days since she had eaten. And our hearts just broke listening to her story. We ended up taking her into our compound, feeding her. We found a way for her to help us on the weekends when she wasn't in school at our home there. And in return, we were able to pay her. Which helped her provide for her basic needs and her schooling. My daughter, Chloe, the one who had prayed for us to adopt, she had done a little fundraiser prior to us coming to Uganda on her own, and she felt moved to use that money to to find a little one-room apartment for Esther to rent so that she had a place close to school to stay, because she was also walking very, very far back and forth to school. So to conclude that story, Esther is now part of the Blessed Child Uganda program. She finished out secondary school, or high school as we call it here, and she is now in university. It's her second year to be a teacher. She is confident. She sings up in front of church. She's an incredible leader. Just seeing the change in her and her heart for the Lord, and hearing her share what he's done in her life. It wasn't us. It was totally what he did. Is just incredible. So we are just thrilled to see how God's worked. And she's just one of the many stories that I could share, but hers is extra special.
Oh, well, thank you for sharing and for all that you did to support her and empower her. I want to remind our listeners that this is Orphans No More, a radio extension of Justice for Orphans Ministry. To learn more about adoption, foster care, or global orphan care, visit our website at justicefororphansny.org. I'm your host, Sandra Flack, and joining me today is Michelle Fisher, adoptive mom and the U.S. Director for Bless a Child Uganda. Bless a Child is a registered community-based organization in Uganda with a vision to see a transformed community where orphaned children know their identity in Christ and have the ability to provide emotional, educational, and spiritual support for their families in the future because of the education, love, and guidance they've received. Michelle and her husband, Chris, have three biological kids and three children adopted internationally, one from Ethiopia, Kittis, who we already heard about, and two from Uganda. So, Michelle, you adopted two children while your family was on the mission field in Uganda. Share with us about that.
Sure. Our family had been living in Uganda for about a year and a few months when we received an email from an acquaintance in Michigan. She shared about two little ones, age 2 and 3 at the time, who were currently living in Kampala, the capital city of Uganda. They were living in an office building and being cared for by a nanny. The plan had been for them to be adopted separately, but their adoptions both fell through. She asked us through the email if we knew of anyone who would be interested in making them part of their family. I told her in my reply that we would pray for them, and also we could visit them to make sure that they were okay. So that's what we did. We went to check on them a couple times, and we knew that was it. We knew that Josephine and Noah belonged in our family. We were able to foster them while we were living in Uganda, and they were officially adopted in the U.S. Last year after we returned.
Yeah, so you and your family are back home in Texas now, but you're part of Bless a Child Uganda. So tell us about that ministry and your role in it.
Yes, our family met a young Ugandan couple named Pastor Fred and Ruth Alamet shortly after we arrived in Uganda. We began attending their church and became very close friends to them. Their hearts for the orphan and vulnerable children were very evident. Ruth herself, she has an incredible testimony of growing up as an orphan and being treated basically like a slave by her caregiver. She's still, to this day, when she tells her story, she breaks down. But her story has also caused her heart, I guess, to break for those like her. And it's also given her strength to do something about it. When we met them, she was making jewelry and selling it to be able to afford to buy scholastic materials like pencils and notebooks for children who otherwise would have nothing. this was the very beginning of Bless a Child. And I really love this because it was their idea, their vision, and their dream that they felt like the Lord had given them. And now today we're watching him put all the pieces together and change the lives of these children and communities in Uganda. We just returned from a two-week trip just in June, and we're able to see how the Lord is working through the ministry there. Pastor Fred and Ruth Element are the founders and Ugandan directors of Bless a Child Uganda. Fred is the founder and pastor of two churches that were both intentionally planted in extremely impoverished areas within Uganda. And because of a Christian Alliance for Orphan conference in Kampala, Pastor Fred and his wife really realized through that conference that the avenue to help the orphan is through the local church, which was super exciting to us that they came to that realization on their own, really, and just have felt moved to empower the church to care for the kids, you know, who are living in these situations within their community. So today, Bless a Child Uganda has 32 sponsored children who are now attending good Christian schools. Three of them are in university. And all of these children, without the sponsorship or support, they would be sitting at home. There's no way that these children would be able to go to school. We were able to visit every single one of the kids in the program during our recent trip. And seeing Fred, Ruth, and the rest of the Bless a Child staff disciple, encourage, and engage these youth was incredible. They're really like one big family. They are actively, Fred, Ruth, and their staff are actively sharing the hope of Jesus, not only with the children, but also with their caregivers. And they're seeing, we were able to see firsthand just these hearts that are changing. There's a shift that's happening. And they've also began empowerment programs for the caregivers that will also go to help support the ministry. I guess something that also stood out during our trip there was each village that we visited would present Fred and Ruth a chicken as a gift of appreciation. And that was huge. It was not only a large gift, but seeing just the appreciation and respect that the people, the community have for Fred and Ruth and the work that they're doing was just beautiful in a place where a lot of times there's jealousy, those type of things. It was just beautiful to see. And as far as my role, what I do here, there's three of us here in the U.S. who really get to encourage our team on the ground in Uganda. They are doing the hard work, and we get to share about the incredible work that they're doing there with others so that that ministry can grow in a sense. We're looking for partners. We're looking for sponsors. There are currently 40 more children waiting for sponsors. And we just get to spread the amazing news of the work that they're doing. So that is our role here.
Wonderful. Michelle, what is on your heart that you would really like our listeners to take away from our conversation today?
I think what's on my heart is that it matters to one. We often think the orphan crisis is too huge, and how could we ever make a difference? This can sometimes paralyze us to do nothing. But I would like to encourage us all to do something. We have seen life change happen through prayer. We've seen it happen, for one, simply through a $30 a month sponsorship. We've seen him work through families who definitely don't have it all together to share his love with the fatherless. and the vulnerable and the one. I believe that he calls the weak to accomplish big things and small things, and he delights in doing miracles. I also don't want to leave out the fact that it can be really hard. Bringing children who have experienced trauma into a new culture and a new family setting can be really hard. It can be a roller coaster at times, but it's in these times that we get to press into the one who gives us strength and really reminds us that our time here on earth is like 10 seconds compared to the eternity that awaits us, and it's worth it. They are worth it, and personally, I know we would do it all over again.
Wow. Well, thank you so much, Michelle, for joining us today and for all you are doing on behalf of orphans in Uganda. And our listeners can learn more about Bless a Child Uganda. You can find them on Facebook and visit their website at helpsmission.org. Justice for Orphans would like to invite you to join us for an evening with Sergi Slager on Tuesday, August 9th at 7 p.m. at Abounding Love Christian Fellowship in Ravenna, New York. Sergi was an orphan adopted from Ukraine as a child. He is now a missionary back in Ukraine ministering to orphans there. Join us as Sergi shares his testimony and his work with boys aging out of orphanages. You can learn more at justicefororphansny.org. And I'd also like to remind you that Orphan Sunday is just 3.5 months away. Now is the time to get it on your church calendar and begin the conversation with your congregation about God's heart for the orphan. Details and free resources can be found at orphansunday.org. So, Michelle, thank you again for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
And until next time, this is your host, Sandra Flack of Justice for Orphans No More.
Thank you for supporting this program by listening today, sharing what you've heard, and praying for orphans and children in need everywhere. More information is available at justicefororphansny.org. Visit and discover how you can make a difference in a child's life. And be sure to tune in to Orphans No More next Friday.